And we had a bunch of different television pilots and series that we were developing, and we looked at one another and said, we're going to have to pivot here. What do we do? So I took an earlier idea of his and turned it into what you're hearing now. And we've just, it's been the most amazing experience because for me, you know, I've always, it's always been, okay, we want to do this show. We want to do this thing, the other thing. We don't know if it's going to work. We're taking a risk. We haven't proved the concept. Well, this, we want to turn this into a television series. And the ability to prove the concept and refine everything as an audio show has been just extraordinary. I never experienced anything like it. Never. I mean, this is kind of like the ultimate development process if you want to do a series or a movie, because you can work out all the kinks and you really, really refine it. So that's been my biggest takeaway from this, other than the fact that I love actors and we have a spectacular crew of actors on this. They've been amazing.
I love it. And I was telling Mark that what I love about it is it almost brings you back to the day of radio serials and audiobooks and stuff like that. You can picture it in your mind what you want to see. It lets you use your imagination in a way. And I love that concept.
That's it. And I mean, when we approached Ted Bonnet, our technical director, and now, you know, he's been an incredible partner in all of this. We said, we want to do movies for the years. And he said, gotcha, we're going to do that. And he really, you know, on the practical side, he made that happen with the post-production. So it's been a really amazing and rewarding experience. And it's just taken us to levels that personally I haven't had before, because I haven't been able to work something out in detail like this ever before. We didn't have a big schedule because we raised all the money for this ourselves. So, you know, we determined when something was done or when it needed a little more work. And that was really an amazing thing to be able to do.
And what would you say was the biggest challenge about working on the project as a whole, other than the fact that it was during COVID and it started out as a pilot and you almost had to pivot your plans to make it into an audio show?
Well, I would say that that's a two-part answer. One was that we had to convince our financial people that this was going to work. This was going to be a worthwhile expenditure of what they had entrusted to us, and that it would lead to ultimately where we wanted to go, which is television. And the second was, I had never done audio before. I'd done film and television. I had no idea how to schedule and budget it. And when I was writing the script, it was a challenge because I'd never done something with no visual references. Because when you're writing an audio script, you know what you're seeing in your mind. You know what the character is seeing, but the audience has no visual reference. How do you do that in a way that integrates into the story invisibly and basically allows the actors to do what they do and convey what they convey without kind of poking it in the audience's eye, that there are no visual references, you're getting everything through your ears? And I really think we did that. And Ted knows what the brain does on sound, basically. So he knows how to tweak things and move things around so that your brain thinks it's seeing something, which is extraordinary.
That's incredible. Without giving too much away, what's one episode or one part of the series that you're looking forward to people hearing the most, and why?
That's an interesting question. It's so much of a piece in my head. I think that for dramatic impact early on in the series, episode 3 just leaves you with a lot of questions and a big punch in the gut. And then episode 4 gives you the full range of humor, drama, and the world. So you are introduced fully to the world in episode 4.
And what's next for you? I mean, this is coming out this week, next week, and you have this coming out. What's next that you're working on? Because it sounds like you have such an amazing career.
Well, we have some. I mean, we've been very lucky. We're very lucky, Mark and Ted and I, to be able to work together. It's kind of like after a long time, we've each found the person that we're really well suited to work with. But we have four more episodes. The first season of Hindsight is 10 episodes, and we've done 6. 4 more are written. The actors have said they're back in. So as soon as everybody's schedule clicks this year, we hope to be able to do those last 4. We'll release those. We have, we want to take it to television, and we're working on that. But most importantly right now to us is to make this the very best audio drama we can. So that's what we're focused on. And, you know, we've got other projects in the hopper, and people are now starting to come to us and say, hey, we heard what you did. We'd like you to do that for us, because this really is a method for proving IP, especially original IP, that does not cost anything close to what you would do, you know, if you were to do like a pilot episode or a mini version of the movie that you want to do. It's incredibly cost effective, and you can work out the details quite brilliantly, I think.
I love it. I'm so pumped for that. I can't wait. I can't believe there's more episodes coming up. Pumped for everybody to see all this. I'm just so excited for you guys. And one question I did ask Mark that I want to ask you is, do you think this is the way of the future, having audio shows? I mean, I know we've had it in the past with audio radio shows, and now we have podcasts, now we have audio books that allow us to use our imagination. Do you think this is the way of the future?
There's no downside to this. If you do a really fine quality audio program, you can take it anywhere, and it's cost effective. So yes, I think people are going to be picking up on this more and more, because the difference between spending $10 million on a pilot episode or something and what we spent, which is a fraction of that, I don't understand why anybody wouldn't just go for it, because once you know that it works, then you can take it to the next level and make it a visual project. And knowing that it works and that it has an audience, or that it can attract an audience, really to me is the way of the future. Nobody wants to, you know, they used to throw things out there and hope it would hit. Well, I don't think we're in that environment anymore. I think we have to use every penny very carefully and know where we're aiming and know that it has, a high percentage of getting the audience that you would like to get for it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, too. And that's why I was so excited when I got to speak to you guys, is because I thought this is so different and so exciting that now I really can't wait to see how this thing impacts the future in terms of television and audio and stuff like that, and different storytelling ways.
I'm already getting calls, and the calls are from very significant people who are saying, can you do this for us? So yes, I think people are picking up on it. Just before I forget, if we have a trailer, which you may or may not have heard, an audio trailer. I'm finishing up a visual trailer, which I will send you if you want to post that on your website. You're happy to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That'll be done probably tomorrow, and we'll send it off to you first thing next week.
Wonderful. And the one thing I like asking people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Oh, I don't know if I'm a very fun person, actually. I think that may be the fun fact. Fun fact about me. I'm a really good Kadima player.
Ooh, I never heard of that before.
Like killer. You know, you see people with paddles and balls on the beach?
Yes.
Well, my husband and I play it really seriously, and I would go up against basically anybody as a team with him with Kadima.
That's incredible. I like that.
It gives you really good reflexes.
Very nice. I like that. I might have to try that out myself. And we're also on the TV side, of course, as you know. So what are you watching these days?
I just started the second season of Halo. I really hope they push that forward. I'm going to watch everything right now that Lily Gladstone is in that I can get my hands on. We've been a little crazy busy right now. Santiago Cabrera, our Harry Houdini Gabe Strasser, is in Land of Women, the new Eva Longoria show. I'm going to watch that. So, but right now I'm digging right into the second season of Halo.
Oh, you're in for a treat. I won't spoil it for you, but it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, I put it off until I can know I have the time, because once I start watching it, I can't stop.
Yeah, it's one of those shows you just get really suckered into.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Kelly, it's such a pleasure to speak to you. I'm so glad I got to know you, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon. I mean, I want to definitely talk to you when the next episodes are filmed and come out, and you and Mark as well, and anyone else that's interested.
Well, I know Santiago and Sabandale, our two stars, are always, always available for interviews.
Wonderful. Send them my way.
All right. I mean, you know, I will ask Lee to set those up for you. We did EPK stuff with them. Once we cut that together, I can send some of that to you as well. But initially, I will send you the trailer when it's done. We are going to have a YouTube channel. Trailer premieres on Monday, and then every second week we'll have EPK and behind the scenes material that people can take a look at. So I think that's going to keep people's interest.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.